days they come more frequently. If you have your Bibles, if you would turn to Matthew chapter 1. This is the story you just heard. We'll read it again, just a few verses. Verses 18 through the end of the chapter. The birth of Jesus took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. And as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. If you're like me, this time of the year, there are too many things to do. And you find that there are too many impediments to keep you from doing them. Life is busy. We have shopping lists. We have places to go. We have people to see. We have parties to attend. We have gifts to give to people we haven't seen in years. We have information we need to find. There's so many things that we have to do. The last thing we can be content with is any kind of interruption. And so people, things, events get in our way. One of the things that I think that this time of year invites us is to slow down a bit. And fortunately, the traffic in the area causes us to do that without our choice. I live in front of a busy street, and lately it's been converted into a two-lane parking lot. So my invitation to us, to these verses, is to slow down and not miss the wonder of all that is here. And one of the things that, for me, has been an invitation lately to sit with is the simple fact that Jesus was born to a lady who was a virgin. An interruption in thinking that kind of causes your head to spin. Because it's one of those things that doesn't happen very often. And so when you read these verses, we've read them all before. We've heard these verses again and again, and it's really easy to just pass through them and not be stunned by an incredible fact. Mary was a virgin. This passage tells us that the time period in which she discovered she was pregnant was their betrothal period. A period which was about 1 year long in Jewish tradition. And this betrothal period was a time to demonstrate the faithfulness of both people. At the heart of the word betrothal is the word troth, which is an old Middle English word that meant truth. So the betrothal period was a 1 year period to demonstrate fidelity, truthfulness, and purity. And even though as the couple entered into the betrothal period, they were considered husband and wife, they didn't live together. The bride stayed with her father and mother in her home. The husband lived apart. And if during this 1 year period, she did not turn up pregnant, her faithfulness and her purity was demonstrated for all to see. Her troth, they had promise to each other, was confirmed. you know, up until just about 20 years ago or so, that phrase was still used in wedding ceremonies. It was at the giving of the rings, "With this ring, I thee wed and pledge thee my troth, my truthfulness, my fidelity." And to hear Joseph discover, can you imagine hearing, after already receiving a promise of fidelity and trust, hearing that your to-be, your intended, is pregnant? And imagine Mary, pregnant? How on earth? That's exactly what she asked the angel. "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel gives her an answer. And he says, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." The wonder of the pregnancy of a virgin is a couple of applications for us, the good news for us. First of all, it demonstrates that Jesus was fully human. He had a mother, just like every one of us in this room have a mother. He went through 9 months of pregnancy. He developed, just like every child develops. He was born with the same cries of anguish that every child comes into this world in. Just like us, he was fully human. And secondly, he did not have an earthly father. Jesus was completely divine. That sinful nature that is inherited by all of us from Adam, because we are his descendants, that propensity to disobey the Lord that every one of us knows, which reveals itself very early in childhood, any parent will tell you. All of us are inclined towards disobedience because of our father, Adam. We are all descendants of Adam. And yet that line, that horrible, destructive, sinful line, was broken when Jesus was fathered by the Holy Spirit. And that does not mean that God had sex with Mary. It's very sad that many Muslims today are taught that Christians believe that God had sex with Mary. That's not what we believe. God is spirit. We are flesh and blood. There's no way for those two to unite. We don't believe that God had sex with Mary. We believe that, as the angel said, the power of the Holy Spirit came over Mary and caused her to be pregnant. This shouldn't be amazing, should it? This is the same Holy Spirit who was present at the very creation of everything that exists. God spoke, "Let there be light," and there was light. It's not very difficult then for him to say, "Let there be this virgin have a child, a boy who will be the Messiah, who will fulfill all of the promises of Israel." So we shouldn't be surprised. Jesus was fully human, he was fully divine, and he was sinless because of that break in that inherited nature. And so we can have a sinless Savior before us who would fulfill all promises and be able to save us from our sins, which is what the angel said. "You'll call his name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins." And why is that important? Because sins are what keep us from God. And yet, his name, the very meaning of it, is God with us. Meaning Jesus came in order to do away with sin. And so because of his coming, we can have peace with God the Father. That's the wonder of this time of the year. God did something completely amazing. He interrupted the natural form of human procreation and caused his own holy Son to be born. And for that reason, we do not need to be separated from God. God with us in the presence of Jesus is the miracle of Christmas. And so I pray that this year, as you celebrate with your family, as you exchange gifts, remember all that has come to us because of the life of Jesus. Don't let the season go by without slowing down just a little bit and interrupting your schedule long enough to ponder, like Mary, the wonder of the miracle that happened when Jesus was born. And I pray that all of that joy would come to you by a little slowing down, a little pondering, a little interruption in the daily routine, so that God's goodness and joy can rest in you. And if you're here today and you are not trusting in Jesus, I would beg that the Lord would give you the insight to understand all that he is. He didn't stay a baby. He grew up to become a man who would offer up his life so that our sins can be washed away, so that everything that would keep us from God can be removed. And if you believe in that, you trust in that fact, then God's goodness would come to you through his Holy Spirit. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for an amazing gift. Thank you for the goodness of this year. Thank you for a time we can celebrate an incredible interruption in our lives and in the world and in history. And we pause during this time of the year just to remember this is the day that Jesus was born. This is the day that not just any person was born, but that Messiah was born. The fulfillment of all of the ancient promises written so long ago about a time when God would enter flesh and take away sins. And Lord, I pray that every person in this room would trust you to have their sins removed, would call upon the name of Jesus, and would receive the greatest gift in the world, which is salvation. So Lord, please keep us from the busyness of this year. Keep us from being so absorbed with our own lives that we forget about yours and the life of your Son. And Lord, I ask that you would give every one of us a sense of the reality that a Messiah has come to take away sins. May that be a message that we share and not be shy of. May we not be afraid to say that Jesus came to save the world from sins. Sins are still a reality that keep us from the presence of God. And Lord, I ask that every person in this room would know the joy of having sins removed and being able to stand in your presence perfectly clean, washed whiter than snow through faith in Jesus. I pray this in your name. Amen.